being a newcomer, which aspects of your driving must you fine-tune to maximise your performance?
Difficult question. Obviously, that's unknown to me at this moment because I need to have a baseline or some kind of reference of myself to know what I need to fine-tune. But adaptability in this championship looks pretty important. Track time in the end is quite limited before qualifying, which is also important. And so, yeah, just learning new surroundings quickly will help.
To you both, do you think that having experience at racing at night is going to be a real advantage for these two races?
Not really, because you don't really drive at night. Yes, you drive at night in the dark, but there's so many lights. It's basically during the day for me, at least. So I don't see much of a difference. It's nicer. The light comes from a different angle, basically, but it's not like it's completely darkness. I actually should prefer to completely darkness. It would be fun, but it's not the case.
So do you have a perspective, mate?
I definitely haven't actually done that much night stuff. I've done, I think, two stints at Daytona in the night. That's basically it. I've been to the Spa, but my teammate crashed out for a stint, so I watched the race in the night. To be honest, I'm excited because I think it adds a spectacle to the sport and it makes it a bit different for the viewers.
And to you both, how did you feel facing each other at the Mario Kart Challenge?
Felt under a lot of pressure. Definitely not a video gamer myself, so up against one of the best in the business wasn't easy.
Yeah, it's just some tricks, you know, like tire pressure wise and checks. It makes a big step, small things like